In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, the second Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, the second Coptic month. And today, the Gospel is about the invitation to Saint Simon and how the Lord worked with him in order to bring him to become a fisher of men. We spoke in this Gospel before about many meanings, including going into the deep and also including that how Saint Simon was converted at this moment when meeting the Lord from being person only occupied with his own business into something much broader, which is the service of the kingdom of God. Today, we see also something that we need to learn from Saint Simon Peter. He and his fellows during the whole night in order to be able to catch anything. But unfortunately, it didn't work with them. So they experienced some sort of failure in what they were trying to achieve. Usually, there is a certain pattern that tend to occur with us whenever we are faced with such a situation. When we experience that we failed, it's not working. We have many fronts that we try always to make it to work in these fronts. For example, the atmosphere of the family or the circle of the family, the work, our friendship with others, our spiritual struggle. Many fronts we try to go through and try to achieve success in all of these. But sometimes things do not work the way we assume it will be, and we are confronted with a certain failure. There is a certain pattern that whenever it happens, actually, it leads to some sort of destruction. It can take us astray if we surrender to it. This pattern is, we can summarize it into three main temptations. The first one is that we tend to fall in self-pity and self-centeredness and isolation. Whenever we try, whenever we are faced with a failure or a disappointment, we tend to get isolated. We go and lock the doors on ourselves. We do not want to speak with anyone, and maybe this will take some time. We feel like we were treated unfairly. Things did not go well with us, and then we are only there to receive maybe from the people some sort of like support and encouragement, and that's all what we want to hear about. When we fall in this, this isolation will work actually against us. It will take us into living a life where I am not a functioning member anymore. I am a member now who is paralyzed by feeling that I am very miserable, didn't go work with me, let us go, and I will stay by myself, lick my wounds. The second pattern, after we fall into this self-pity and isolation, we tend also to blame others, and even blame God for the disappointment that we are confronted with. We take it away from us at all any sort of responsibility, and we start to think, who did not help us, who did not support our need, and then we go and think that God was not fair towards us. Why God gave me this? Why he did not respond to my prayers? How many times I stood before him and he did not answer what I'm asking for? This working with the isolation leads us into going again away and away from the cause and the purpose that God founded us for. We start to blame everyone. Some sense of discomfort start to build between us and our Creator and between us and the people around us. It is very common that sometimes we hear somebody saying, I do not want to pray anymore. I don't want to read the Bible. Why? I am disappointed at God. Why you think this way? It didn't work with me in a certain way, and that's it. This is the end of the relationship. The third pattern, when we are in, like, tempted after repeated failures to fall into is by that we stop trying and we turn into negative people. We say that's not going to work anymore. How many times that we're still living this? On the level of the family, there is no way. I tried many times, it's not going to work. With the level of like the friendship with others, on the work, on anything, feel like that's it. I will stop trying, and I feel like I am a person who is like, I cannot make a success. I'm going to surrender to the failure that now I have to live in. This destructive triad that tends to happen after repeated failure, we see that Saint Peter did not fall in any of these. Let us see how this man reacted after a long night of repeated attempts to catch anything and it didn't work with him. How did he react at the morning of this day? The first thing that, instead of falling into self-pity and isolation, he responded to a call from the Lord to help. Yes, this is just a man, a teacher. And now he came to him in the morning and he is asking him, can you please work things with me? Can I take your boat and use it in order to preach to others? The Lord, we hear this in the book, in the Gospel of St. Luke. Then he got into one of the boats, speaking about the Lord the Christ, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. I want you to imagine this. Someone frustrated all the night, and somebody comes to him in the morning and asks him for help. He found in himself the ability to respond favorably to this. Okay, why not? I will help you on what you are trying to do. How many times that we quitted the service or we stopped trying even to help others because I feel like I am miserable enough. I have my own problems. I don't have any gut or any sense that I wanted to help others. Actually, I am the one who deserved the help. Saint Simon, he did not do this. He did not fall into this self-pity and feeling that I am miserable, I was mistreated, people didn't like me, and all of these kinds of destructive thoughts. On the contrary, he responded to the Lord and he responded to his call to help. It is by this, by coming out of our selfishness and helping others even while we are experiencing failures, it is by this we come out of the failure and we come out of it conquering and we have victory. It is by coming out even while I am experiencing troubles and extend my hand to help others. By doing this, I am helping myself and the Lord will be able to help me as well. Saint Simon, he did not hesitate to respond to the Lord even if after he was experiencing some difficulty. The second thing he did is that he shared in God's work. Instead of sitting and blaming God and thinking of him negatively, and this preacher, of course, at that time he doesn't know who is this man. He knows that this is a good teacher, but that's it. And he knows that this teacher is going to use his boat to preach to the people. He didn't feel like, why should I be helping anything related to God? God didn't help me. Why should I help him? Or I should help his people? Like sometimes when we are experiencing some financial difficulties, then we refrain from giving and tithing. Then I say, when God helps me, I will be helping his people or his church. This is, of course, a very negative way of thinking. This is not going to lead us anywhere. He shared in God's work by offering first his boat. We read that, and he sat down, the Lord, and taught the multitudes from the boat. This was the tool he used for himself to work with. Now I'm going to offer it to this good teacher to preach the word to others. Yes, I'm not going to blame God. I'm not just sitting by myself, isolating myself in my cell, thinking negatively of God and others. But no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to share in God's work by helping this good teacher. Thirdly, instead of stop trying and negativity, then he responded to a call also to try again, and to try again God's way this time. How hard for a professional fisherman like Saint Simon to heed this teacher saying to him, go against what you learned. Go into the deep in the morning and lay your net. According to the rules that he learned, that usually people go during at the dawn time, very early in the morning, not in the middle of the day. And usually they find fish on the shore, not in the deep. Now, the good teacher is asking him to go against what he learned, to try something different. And the man responded favorably to this as well. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net. How many times we hear that we have to try God's way, and how many times we respond that it's not going to work? Somebody has a problem in his family, and then come the priest and says, you have maybe to try praying together or reading the Bible together. And in our minds, we respond saying, Abuna, do you think this is going to work? How this is going to change him or her? No, I'm not. I don't think this is going to work. And usually you come and say that the church could not help me. This is not practical. And this practicality, we fall into the temptation of being wise in our own eyes. We fall into the temptation of being negative. We don't want to try. Why not to give it a try God's way? Why not to do what you know that you should be doing? Why we underestimate God's instructions for us when he asks us to pray, and prayers will be able to move mountains? We stop praying. We don't come to the church. We stop reading the Bible, and we try to solve things our own way. It is very common that Abuna come and ask somebody, why don't come to the church? And he says, I have many problems. I'm trying to fix them, and then I will come. What are you talking about? You are trying to fix things your own way? How many times you tried and didn't work? Why not to try again, but this time God's way? Why not to heed these simple things that doesn't look wise in your eyes, that you try through God, and maybe this time is going to work as it worked with Saint Simon? We are all, if we have something in common, we can say that we all experienced failures one way or another. No one who can claim that everything he did went well, every decision he made was the perfect one. But how we react to this? Do not be from the group that fall into this destructive triad, self-pity, blaming others and even God, or stop trying and negativity. But be with Saint Simon, who gave us a lesson today, before he was called to be a fisher of men, by responding to the call to help others while he himself was in need, by sharing in God's work and not to sit blaming him, and also by trying again, but with God's way this time. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.